Good morning.
Good morning, my friend.
What were you up to last night?
Well, I went to the press night at the Empire Theatre for Mamma Mia. Oh my God. It was so good. It's such a feel-good show. It was full. It was packed. There was people dressed up in like Abigail in the audience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was really, really good. And I mean, I love ABBA music anyway, but choreographed scenes, the routines, just everything, the costumes, everything was just lovely. And the storylines, really good.
Never seen the stage production.
Oh, it's brilliant. It's really, really good. It's very funny. There's some sad bits in it and emotional bits. And actually, it was just fantastic. I was just watching it and just thinking, I want to be back on that stage.
Emotional. You got the bug.
Yeah, I was like, oh God, I miss this so much. But it's such a good show. You really got to see it. I was bigging up Les Mis when Les Mis came here. Obviously, this is a completely different type of musical. But yeah, this is definitely up there. It's definitely one to watch. And the characters in there, the roles of some of these actors and actresses that play are so funny. It's really, really good.
Is it?
Amazing.
Who would you want to play then? What role?
Well, I quite like to play the role that Nikki, who we've got coming on, Nikki Swift.
Okay.
Would play, because the part that Nikki played is the part that Julie Walters played in the movie.
Yes.
And it's the part of Rosie, and she's quite, you know, she's quite comical, and you know, she wants a man and she gets really down, nitty gritty into it, and she's just very comical. And Nikki was just amazing last night.
Was she?
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah, so Nikki is actually Merseyside girl. She's from up
local
here.
Girl,
yeah.
Love
I believe
that.
She went to school, and Nikki might quote me wrong, I'm sure she went to school in Crosby, but she has got some amazing theatre credits. She was in Shirley Valentine, Les Mis, Footloose, Cats, The Buddy Holly Story. Television programme she did, she was in Hillsborough, a programme called Voices Raised. She did Blue Peter as well.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Interesting.
That's cool.
And she was in the Olivier Awards. But yeah, it's nice because she's from up here, and I spoke to her earlier, and she was saying to the cast of Mamma Mia, you wait till we get to Liverpool. You wait to see what the audience is
really?
Like in Liverpool. Yeah, because midweek performances, you know, the audiences are pretty, they just sort of sit and watch and take it all in.
Yeah.
And at the weekend, they're a bit more feisty.
Yeah.
That she's saying, you know, with the Mamma Mia audiences. But she was saying to the cast, when you get to Liverpool, every night will be manic. And I think, you know, that's right with the Liverpool people. If they like a show, they'll let you know.
Yeah.
Last night, I mean, it was just amazing. A Wednesday night, and the audience was up. Standing ovation at the end.
Wow.
Everyone was dancing. Everybody stands up, and they have Voulez-Vous at the end.
Oh,
the winner
yes.
takes it all, Under Attack. So everyone was dancing to that. But when you're watching it, it's just like Take a Chance on Me, which is what Nikki sings. It's so funny the way she does that. And she's like, you know, after this guy, one of the dads. Because obviously the show is about a mother and a daughter that live in a Greek island. And the daughter is getting married, and she wants to invite her dad. But the dad is one of three dads. She doesn't know who her dad is. So it all unfolds with the amazing music of ABBA, and it's really good.
Good morning.
Hi,
thank you for having me.
Nikki,
hello.
I saw the show last night. Oh my God, it was amazing.
Oh, thank you.
It was fantastic.
It was a great show last night. We had, we've only done two shows so far. The audiences have just been absolutely amazing. I've been telling all of the company, I'm like, wait till we get to Liverpool. The audiences are going to be off the scale. So it's definitely been that so far, and it was a great show last night.
And you're from up here, aren't you, originally, Nikki?
I am, yeah. I'm from, I was actually born in Southport, but I've lived kind of in Alton for most of my life. It's really lovely to be back and at the Empire and kind of back on home ground, really, yeah.
And the audience last night was amazing, weren't they?
Yeah. I mean, you genuinely couldn't wish for a better audience in Liverpool. But yeah, like you say, people dress up and come and see the show, and they get so into it. And it's really lovely to see, because I think a lot of people think, oh, you know, from, you know, the cast can't really see out. But we really can, especially at the end where everyone's kind of up on their feet. And when you see people who are dressed up, I mean, it's completely joyous. I mean, it makes the whole, you know, it makes our job more than just a job. You know what I mean? It's like it makes it, you know. That's where the love is. That's why you want to do this job, you know.
Your character, Nikki, you play Rosie.
That's
which
right.
Which is, if anyone hasn't seen the musical or maybe seen the film, it was the role that Julie Walters played isn't it, in the movie. Can you tell us a little bit about your character Rosie in the musical for people that haven't seen it yet?
Sure. So Rosie is one of the dynamos. So basically the story kind of revolves around Donna, who's the main Meryl Streep part, for those who have seen the film. And she has a daughter called Sophie getting married. So her two best friends, Tanya and Rosie, come from probably UK somewhere, who knows. And they turn up, and basically that's where the kind of comedy ensues. They used to be in a band together, so, you know, they reenact parts of their little show when they do Super Trooper. And Rosie is kind of the more, I would say she's probably slightly more bolshy than Tanya. Tanya's quite, you know, she's a lady and she's been married three times and she's got a lot of money. Rosie writes books and she's a little bit more down to earth and realistic. And
feisty, yeah, and, last night.
Yeah, feisty. and you know, and I get, you know, we get some great songs in the show, and I do the song Take a Chance at the end, and I kind of chase Bill around the stage and suddenly realise that actually maybe I do want love in my life, you know, after all. So it's a really, really fun part. And, you know, it's huge, huge boots to fill. You know, Julie Walters is one of my idols. She's phenomenal. So kind of getting to play that role is just, yeah, it's brilliant fun every single night. Oh, God, what would Julie do? What would Julie do in this moment? But yeah, and obviously the staging of the show is, as you saw last night, Claudine, yeah, it's quite different to the film version.
Yeah.
And, you know, and there's nothing like live theatre. And we've had so many people who come to Stage Storm, and they're like, oh, we love the film, but oh, my God, the stage musical. And because it's live, you know, and you've got that live, fantastic ABBA music, and there's nothing really like it than being able to stand up and sing along and at the end of the show. I mean, it's that. That's what really makes it for us.
The performances are amazing, aren't they?
Yeah.
You really must have to prepare yourself to do that, because there's a lot of choreography in there, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. And it's, you know, I mean, in terms of, you know, you have to have enormous amounts of stamina for this show. It's the, you know, like you say, the choreography is a massive part. And, you know, the young boys and girls in the ensemble, I mean, they're so fit. And I look at them every day and go, oh, crikey, I don't know if I could do that, you know, 20 years older than them. But, I mean, but, you know, even for us dynamos, you know, Dancing Queen and Waterloo and Chickadees, you know, and Voulez-Vous, you know, we're in all of those big scenes. So it's physically, you know, it is a lot. And we have two shows today and, you know, one tomorrow, then another two shows on Saturday. So we are, with our dress rehearsal, we're kind of doing nine shows every single week.
Yeah, that's heavy, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, we've all been training since we were, you know, really young, and it gets you ready for that kind of stuff, you know. And certainly I danced a lot when I was younger, and, you know, and my dance teacher, actually, Mrs. Marsheim, some people are like, oh, it's such a glamorous life you lead. And I'm like, believe me, when you're, you know, having hot lemon and glycerin and manuka honey at 2 o'clock in the morning.
And you're on the road, you know, as well all the time, aren't you? It's you and your bag.
Yes.
Absolutely. It's really worth, you know, trying to get a ticket and going. It's an amazing show.
Best of luck with the rest of the shows. Break her leg, as they say.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Lovely
Nikki.
To speak to you guys. Take care.
Oh, you too. Bye. Bye.